Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is the Apostles, the Three Apostle Hour, and we keep it real with our discussion, and we try to apply the word to our contemporary situation and circumstances that we are faced daily. Tonight, we will discuss, should we listen, or should people listen to the news? And as we go down this road tonight, I know Apostle Miller will not be with us because she has a previous engagement, and but this weekend, I wasn't sure if Apostle McIntyre was going to be with us, and here she is. So, instead of the two apostles, instead of the three apostles, it's the two apostles. Keeping it real.
How are you, sir?
I am fantastic, and you are, and our listeners are fantastic as well.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Since we didn't pray, would you like to pray?
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, first of all, we want to say thank you so much for being our Father. Thank you for adopting us and accepting us into your very own family. Thank you for making us sons and daughters of Almighty God. Father, we're so grateful for the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful for the precious blood of Jesus, the authority and power that's in his name. Thank you, Lord God, that you're living big on the inside of us. And Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to come back on the broadcast tonight and just allow you to move through us. Father, we pray that everything that's said and done will bring glory and honor to your name. We bless everyone that's listening. Lord God, we command the airways tonight in Jesus' name be free from any demonic attacks or anything. Lord, we are just so grateful and we're so thankful for your love and your mercy and your grace. So lead us in the way you would have us to go tonight and just bless everyone that's listening, no matter where they are, no matter where they're from, Father. I just speak blessings and the divine covering of the Holy Spirit upon every household. And, Father, it is indeed an honor. It is an honor, oh, God, that you would even choose to use us. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that will be said and done. Let it be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to make this statement. I guess sometimes people listen and want to know, why don't he pray? Well, one reason that the ladies, the apostles, their prayers, I won't say their prayers is heard more than mine, but because God created them with a nurturing spirit, they have a different perspective of what's happening and what is needed than I do. My thing mostly is a provider, a protector, and my prayers revolves around that sometimes. But the ladies who have been chosen by God, they have a deeper understanding of how to apply God's word. So I just wanted to put that out there so people won't think that I don't pray. Well, I do pray. Tonight, tonight we're going to have some fun. And I am more of a evangelist. I reach the people outside of the walls. I think that's where God has called me to them. And that's why you will find a lot of my topics are dealing with people who are outside of the church. And because of my calling. And so, is that my phone? So tonight, our topic is, should we listen to the news? Should people listen to the news? And then we will break it down based on the discussion and the response. How do we respond to what we hear? That's not my phone. I got a new phone. And, oh, okay. I think that was the apostle's phone. She dropped and she'll be back. But, you know, sometimes the enemy has a tendency to try to block people from hearing what thus said the Lord. This topic wasn't something that I concocted up, came up with. It was something that was placed in my spirit, and it's been in there for several weeks. So as I was watching the news, I realized that people are really getting stressed out behind what they hear and how the news is pulling them in and have them in a position where they are addicted to listen to the news, to watching the news. So I think God, no, I don't think, God has given us this topic for tonight to help those who are listening, help those to understand that listen, when you listen to the news, How do you receive it, and what do you do with it once you get it? Now, those of you who are sitting in the pews, that's the difference. You have a different level of understanding because your relationship with God is different. And however, some of those who are sitting in the pews, they listen to the news and they haven't developed the technique of how to listen to it and what you take away from it. And that is one reason, because they have all kinds of gimmicks that they are using to keep you hooked to their channel. So should we listen to the news? Well, my thing is, being a person chosen and called by God, the people who are outside of the building, I know you're listening to it. So now let's help you to process what it is you listen to. We want to help you to gain an understanding of maybe even the amount of time that you listen to it, and help you to understand or see if you are addicted to the news. Do you just have to listen to it, or just what? I know I used to listen to it off and on, and I had gotten told that I did two things. When I get up, I listen to the weather. That gives me opportunity to look at how to dress and how to prepare for the day if I have to go outside. Second is the traffic report. If I have to go to some place and I look and see if there are accidents or backup in those routes that I have to travel. And then thirdly, I listen to straight up news to see what transpired last night, so I have some idea of what's going on out there in the world that I'm about to go out into. And I try to look at it from, first look at the local, what's happening in my community, in my neighborhood, and then my city, my state. And then I look at the national or international news, because I know that has an impact on what's happening in my neighborhood whenever you sit and look at it. And one thing that I do is I line up what I hear or what I see with the word. And what does the word say about what it is that I'm looking at? And you say, why? Why do you do that? Because if I don't, now I'll confess I had 3 courses in psychology and I'm a sociology major. And I would tell people, you give me a television and tell me what you want. And I have people doing whatever you want them to do. That's the power. That's the power in that little gadget that comes in your house that you go out and you buy. You spend your money, you buy it, you bring it in, and you turn it on. Some other people control what you see and what you hear. And they are looking at ratings. So they have created it in a way that hooks you to sit there and listen to it. And as we continue through this, I'm going to be quiet for a second. Yeah, for a second. And Apostle McIntyre?
I got back on. I got knocked off, but I'm back on.
All right. Now, Apostle McIntyre is a pastor of a church, and she is pastoral as well as an apostle. So her perception of the news might be different from my perception, because we, you know, God has put us to reach different people, but with the same objective. It's the same God that calling his people in, and she's preparing the people to send them out into the community that God got me out there trying to prepare the people to receive those who he sends out. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just greet everybody on this beautiful Friday evening. And, well, I'll come from my personal perspective, because really that's the only one I can come from, is I watch very little news, very, very little news, because I have found that a lot of news will put fear into you. When the Bible tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, then fear comes by hearing and hearing by the words of man. I'm not grouping all of newscasters alike, but they're the self newspapers. And And what they're doing is, you very seldom will hear newscasts that are telling you the great things that are happening. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody play ostrich and hide your head in the sand, because I know that there are a lot of bad things happening in our communities, in our cities, in our nation, and around the world. I do understand that. But I also know and understand that if I give my ear continually to hearing about that, even just myself, it brings a spirit of fear. And so I don't need that spirit of fear. Yes, we need to be aware of what's going on around us and know how to protect ourselves and be safe. But if you get in a constant diet of anything, that's what's going to shape your viewpoint. That's what's going to shape your belief system. If you keep hearing about mass shootings and not hearing about them, then stop it. That's not at all what I'm saying. But whatever you give your time and attention to, that's what's going to be magnified in your life. There are people now that are so afraid to even still go out of their home. You've got people, they still got gloves on and masks on, and I'm not coming against that at all. I'm not coming against that at all. But I'm saying that the more you hear people talk about how dangerous something is and how bad something is, the more that spirit of fear can grip your heart. And that fear can get in you so it will really neutralize your faith. You keep listening to what the newscasters are saying, and what it do will begin to make it look like that's bigger than even God, and nothing's bigger than God. So I just don't choose to feed my spirit that. I don't let it go into my eye gates. I don't let it go into my ear gates. Occasionally, I will check the news out just occasionally. It's not an everyday thing. It's not an every week thing. I definitely wouldn't look at the news before going to bed because that'll fill you with fear. I like to get my information from a more update source, and that's the Word of God, because He know everything that's going on. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit will prompt you and let you know what you should and should not be doing. But I've just found out that if I sit and I hear man's opinion of those recession and all that goes against the Word of God. Yeah, there is shortage out there, but it's not because God has not provided it. It's out there because you've got evil men and women that are controlling this. And I found out that if people can get you full of fear, you're more easily controlled.
That's
when they
right.
start telling you, yeah, when they start telling you there's a shortage of this and there's a shortage of that, I just go back to the Word of God. And if God was smart enough to create this universe and put every, and He knows, see, God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He knows everything. He's everywhere, and He sees everything. So He's already seen the beginning from the end. He knew and He knows how many people will be on this earth. He already knows that, and He's a good Father. So there's no way, because He's love, that He will put these people on the earth and not have the provisions there to meet the needs of the people. Like I said, once again, there is no shortage. Now, some people may, yeah, no, if you will really research, and a lot of times you will have to go to a Christian, which is very few news stations, to find out that people are buying up these lands, they're burning up crops, they're stopping the shit. I mean, you've got evil people that are interfering with what God's trying to do. And if you listen to that more than you listen to the Word of God, it will fill you with so much fear. So like I said, once in a while, I'll look, you know, check out the news, see what's kind of being said or whatever. But most of my time, I just spend it in the Word. I tell God, I said, if I listen, and I found that myself, Apostle Armstrong, if I would listen to when they were talking about even the COVID, it really produced a mass fear in the hearts of people. I mean, it really produced, and it caused people to do things that hurted so many people. You know, had you too afraid to do and too afraid to do that. And that's the same thing they're doing now. They're fear fear is what drives these networks. All, and if you'll notice, they'll tell that same story. They got it from the Word. See, Satan's not a creator. He can't create anything, so he's a copycat. And he knows that if faith comes by hearing, that means a continual, ongoing process of the Word of God will build faith in you. Well, a continual, ongoing word of fear in you will build fear in you. It will paralyze you. I know some people now, I know a lady now, she is just absolutely terrified to even leave her home. She just terrified to, and that's bondage and that's prison, and that came from just continually hearing this and 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 hearing this. So, you know, to each his own, but very, very little news, because it doesn't tell you. God is doing so many wonderful things in this earth, but it's very seldom reported. Only the killings and the robbing and the, all these other terrible things that people are doing. Go ahead, Apostle.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm looking at is what you have said, and the key word has been fear. And
yes,
if we look at it and think about it in terms of what I said, that my little three courses in psychology, you could give me a television. And I said this back in the 60s. Give me a television and tell me what you want the people to do. I have them to do it. And one thing they told in line with the repeat, it says that you repeat something 7 times, then the people will get it. So all of that's part of that training that people receive. And then you ask the question, why do they do that? Well, because of profit, because of money.
Yes.
They, and being part of police for the last 25 years, you look at things and you just see all the evil that's going on. And then you ask the question, what is the role of believers in this process? How does the believers respond to what's going on in the community? And that's how I've learned to what I see around me. Then, because like being a police chaplain, I never roll up into a situation without praying. I always pray and ask God to send the Holy Spirit ahead of me.
Yeah.
And whenever I got there, lots of times, everything was calm. And the same process can be used whenever you look at the news. Let's become proactive, and let's not allow our 5 senses to dictate to us what we are seeing or hearing. Just like what you said earlier, we going to have to look at things through the spiritual lens, and not just the news, but we need to learn how to look at things through the spiritual lens in all things. And in so doing, then what happens is we find peace. We find joy. At least that works for me. I saw evil, evil. I mean evil. But even in the midst of the evil that I saw, it had little or no impact upon me because I knew that God would take care of me. I knew that God, I put God first. And in so doing, that gave me the peace because I did it the way that God wanted it done.
Yeah.
And, but the news is we tell people, and people who are not in the church, people who are not listening, people who haven't been trained, they are really stressed now. They have all kinds of physical ailments as a result of them sitting there and listening to what's going on and responding. They respond to what's going on through the natural as opposed to looking at things through the Word. And what does the Word say about that situation that they are talking about? And once we start doing that, we become proactive and not reactive. We see what's happening. Like now, people are really stressing. Well, I'm not stressing. I see God's hand in the midst of all of this. And I can unsee the Word of God is coming into fruition in terms of justice. I can see mercy. I can see how God is responding to the cries of his people. And that's what I'm beginning to tell people. And if people can look at it that way, through that lens, then that pressure doesn't go up. They don't wind up with strokes. They don't wind up with heart attacks. And as you mentioned earlier, about there's plenty, that is absolute truth. I grew up on a farm. I remember whenever I might have been in high school or in the seventh or eighth grade, the farmers were killing the hogs. They were killing their animals. Why? So that they could make more money. So that the price would go up. These were the guys out there in the Midwest. I'm talking about that had those large hog farms and stuff. And the crops, what were they doing? They was holding them off the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were trying to get a higher price. And the people were suffering. Now, knowing that now, my thing would have been, what does the Word say about people who are doing this, and how do I pray against them causing people to suffer? And I understand I won't be praying the problem, I'll be praying the solution. And when we pray the solution, it manifests itself. Because God gave us this earth, and God is not going to intervene in it until we invite him in. And that's, at least that's my understanding of the Word. And he will tell his chosen people to tell the people what's going to happen. But still, the people has a role in determine whether or not it happens or not. And when the prophet comes in and say, look, God said this and this and this, well, if the people don't get themselves together, they wind up suffering the consequences. So what we're saying here tonight is that we're not saying don't look at the news. But what we are saying then is you don't need to sit there continuously, day in, day out, listen to the news, because if you see it first thing in the morning, you're going to see it again at midday. You're going to see it again mid-afternoon. You're going to see the same thing at night. And I pick up on Apostle McIntyre. He's saying, if you're going to look at it, don't look at it and go to bed. Think about it. I've learned that when college, listen to the radio. And my radio would come on early in the morning to wake me up. And I wouldn't wake up. I would become a part of whatever was going on, whatever was being broadcast over the radio. So, yeah, that has an impact upon you. And they use it to shape your attitude, to shape your belief system. And I used to listen occasionally because I just travel a lot. And I'd take the back roads. And I would listen to Rush Limbaugh. And they treated that man like he was God. They called him to get their advice, get his advice. And I used to sit there and listen to it. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And these are some of these people who were calling in. They profess to be the evangelical Christian. So we have to learn to put God first. And as Apostle McIntyre said, I'm going to put it this way. Faith what? Come from hearing. Hearing what? The word. So if you focus on hearing the word other than God's word, what are you going to have faith in?
Yeah.
Think about it. Because all we're saying is you wind up believing something and doing something that doesn't line up with God's word. And you think that what you were doing and what you were saying and what you were thinking is okay. You who listen to the news all day, all night, it is not good. Because your pressure goes up. Because you're going to react to what you see, whether you believe it or not. Your body reacts to what you see and what you hear. And I learned as a police chaplain that you cannot ride up in a situation and you perceive it with the five senses. You cannot allow that stuff to become part of you, because if it does, your body is going to react to it. So, like I said, my whole thing was that I would always pray and ask the Holy Spirit to go ahead of me. And that way, it wasn't that I was trying to get out of anything, but I understood that this was greater than me. I mean, you know, yeah, God called me. Yeah, God put me in the police department because they needed someone to provide spiritual guidance and direction to the officers. And I think what would happen if I hadn't been in there? And the same process I've learned to use with the news. My prayer is proactive, not reactive. Because once I see something and I look at it through the eyes of the Spirit, because I look beyond what I hear or what I see. And I'm able to line it up with who. If it's a bunch of lies, and if I can identify the search, then I know that that's Satan. Satan is operating through that. And my prayer becomes differently than it would be if I hadn't, because I would have waited until something happened to begin to pray. Just like now, what I see is happening is the dictator is standing off stage. So my prayer now is, having worked in Washington, worked for the federal government, worked for the city of Washington, and been in the decision-making role. So my prayer now is asking God's intervention that his will be done. Not
yes.
waiting until something happens and then I start praying. That's how I've learned to intercede on behalf of others, especially those who are outside of the church, outside of the body of Christ.
Apostle Armstrong,
you'll find
a lot of people that watch a lot of the news. I mean, there are people that it's just CNN all day or whatever their favorite station is. And a lot of those people are lying. They have ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them pull it off. And a lot of things that they are saying are not the truth. You know, they've had a few journalists that they've even let go and had scandals because they lied about things they said they saw and happened and it didn't happen. Although we know some of these things are happening. But the thing is that you have to make up your mind. Are you going to take the word of man over God? When you were talking, I look back in Numbers, chapter 13, when the Lord told Moses to send some men out to spy out the land that they were going into and bring back a report.
Mm-hmm.
They came back after they were gone 40 days. And when
they came back,
they had, you know, they cut down this big grape, cluster of grape that it took two men to carry the grapes. They were just so big. And they came back and it took to report to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. And they said, it's true that this land really is, you know, flowing with milk and honey. And look at the size of this grape. But in 28, they said, nevertheless, okay, there's doubt.
Mm-hmm.
There's some doubt getting in. Nevertheless, the people be strong. They say the people are strong. They dwell in their land. The cities are walled and great. And we saw the children of Anak, which was giants. And they said, we saw, and Caleb tried to steal the people. He said, we can go up and we can possess them. He said, we're well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him, you know, by what they saw, and then their imagination took over, and they said, we're not able to go up against it. And the Bible records it as being an evil report. In verse 32 of chapter 13, it says, and they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched.
Mm-hmm.
Is the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up their nets. Now see how now you've gone from the city being great and walled, children of Anak is there, we can't. Now I say that they eat up the inhabitants. See, that fear is driving them to see something other. And then they said, we saw the giants, the sun, we were in our own sight. 33, as grandfathers, we were in their sight. Now they're saying that we see ourselves as grasshoppers, and so do they. Well, they hadn't talked with any of those giants. Those giants didn't even see them because they sneaked in and sneaked out, so they didn't see them. So how could they say what the giants thought? And it says in chapter 14, it said, all the congregation lift up their voice and cry. The people wept all night. And that's what listening to it will take faith out of your heart. It will paralyze you. And you will not only start seeing what they're saying, you're saying, well, they're coming for me next. You know, it'll just it'll change the words in your mouth. It'll change what's in your heart. And then they begin to murmur against Moses. And you can go on and read on. It's such an interesting passage, verse 13 and 14. But it says Caleb was able to go in because he had another spirit in him. When you say, how do we respond? Well, we're sitting and looking at the news. And they say, this is flu season. I said, Lord, I'm so grateful. Now, I'm sitting here and it's just me in my house, if the TV is on, and they said it's flu season, and you need to get your flu shot. Now, I'm not telling nobody not to get it. Yeah. I'm just telling my Gwen, okay? And this is what I said. I said, it ain't flu season for me. I said, because over 2,000 years ago, Jesus took all my sickness, weakness, and pain. He nailed all my sickness to the tree. So you respond to how your faith is. I'm not by any means telling anybody don't get a flu shot. If you believe that you need to get one or whatever, just take it in faith. Take it in faith. But when you're asking how do you respond, when they say, oh, it's going to be a recession, I say, God, I thank you that you made this heaven and this earth, and you have put enough bounty on this earth. You said you would do nothing unless you tell your prophet. So if there was going to be a famine and it was going to affect the kingdom of God and the children of God, you would let your servants know and we could get prepared for it. So I reject that. Recession's not coming near my house in Jesus' name. And so, but if all you hear is that and you don't counter it with the word of God, you don't counter it with what thus said the Lord, then instead of faith coming out of your mouth, fear come out of your mouth. And when we speak, we activate a force, and it either works for us or it works against us. So all news, like I said from the beginning, all newscasters are not bad. Some of them do report the truth. But if we would give our time and attention to the word of God like we do the news. I mean, there's some people, they got a couple newscasts. If they said it, that's got to be true. Even if it goes against what the word says. They take that newscaster who's capable of lying over what God has said that cannot lie.
God said.
And you would have to believe that God is for you. You'd have to believe that God is against you. Now, Apostle Armstrong, you and I have lived long enough in this earth to know that sometimes bad things happen to good people. We're not going to be able to explain everything, but one thing I do know emphatically and without a doubt, it ain't God. I already know that. I've settled that in my spirit and in my heart because I trust the love that God has for me. I trust the love. I know that he took the curse off us, but the curse is still out there. I know that the curse is still out there. And so that's why we have to have faith to stand against the curse. So the children of Israel were hiding down in ditches because Goliath came out every day, and he told them how he was going to kill them, send me somebody to fight with me, and I'll kill them, and then y'all will become our servants, you'll do whatever. And you notice he didn't take a day off. He would come out several times a day, haunting, and talking about what he was going to do. And, this is military guys. These are big guys. I mean, that's the military, not like him. Nobody was as big as him. But he knew that if he could keep taunting them, that spirit of fear would so grip them. And it did. The spirit of fear. But here comes little David. And they said David was not a big man. But one thing David had, they didn't have. He had confidence in his God. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine? What he meant is, who is this thing that don't even have a covenant? He said, I've got a covenant with Almighty God. And I've seen God help me with the lion, and he helped me with the bear. Well, this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be just like them. Because within myself, I was not strong enough to overpower that lion. God help me. I could not overpower that bear. God help me. So if God helped me then, what makes me think he won't help me now? So all of that taunting, and that's what the news media do. They'll play a story. They'll come on, interrupt a program, and they used to come on. You used to get them like in the morning, then maybe noon, and then 6 and 11. Now you got stations that news all day long. because Satan 24/7. Knows. Yes, he knows that in order to keep you bound, he's got to keep hearing, you got to keep hearing his voice. And God knows, thank you, Lord Jesus, ooh, to go free, you need to keep hearing his voice. You need to keep hearing what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that God is with you and that God's not going to let us go hungry. God's not going to do these things because he's our God. But the enemy is wise. He's subtle. He's deceptive. He's been around a long time, too. And he knows that if I can see, I see what happens when these sons of God keep hearing the word. I mean, I can't penetrate them. I can't do this. I can't, every time I come, they stop me with the blood. They stop me with the name. They stop me with the word. So what I need to do is let my voice become louder than God's voice to them. And then once I get them so fearful of me, then I can control them. It's all about control. It's
all about control.
And so I refuse to be controlled by anything but the Holy Ghost. But God said the Holy Ghost was inside of me to lead, guide, and direct me, and that I'm in submission to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is no place in my life for Satan, demons, devils, principalities, or evil powers. Amen. Wall to wall, Holy Ghost. This land has been bought and purchased for the kingdom of God. It's got bloodline all the way around it. And these are the things that you have to put in your... So no matter what happens, and even if it gets to a point, you know where the gas was here, you know, and people lined up for hours, they put that fear in them. Apostle, so there was never a gas shortage. There's never been a gas shortage. There was not a toilet tissue shortage. There was none. It was evil, wicked men that saw an opportunity to use people's fear, because fear has torment. Fear will drive you. Fear will drive you. You let the newsman come on tonight and tell you it's going to snow tomorrow. The sun was out today. We don't see a cloud in the sky. You ain't seen a snowflake or nothing. But that newscaster told you by this time tomorrow, it's going to begin snowing. Every store, the bread aisles and the
milk aisles
and everything gets empty. See, that fear, they know what drives a person is fear, and they just tell it to you over and over and over. And at the point of sounding repetitive, it's all about control.
Yeah. And one point that you made earlier is that good things happen. I mean, bad things happen to good people. And what I've come to understand that to mean that when that happens, that even in the midst of those bad things that's happening, God's ultimate will prevail. I mean, God is there.
Yes.
And God brings you through. And I often look at what did I do to deserve to lose my hand at the age of 16. I just saw what the enemy was trying to get me to do was to turn completely. I won't say that I was all holy, holy, but the enemy was trying to get me to turn completely from God. And that didn't work, because what happened was if that hadn't happened, events and situations might have been different. But what that incident drew me closer to the Creator. I saw miracles. So therefore, I knew that there is a God. I know that God cares for his people. I know that God protects and provides for his people. We are his people, not Satan. Satan, God created Satan in heaven as one of the angels, and Satan decided to be disobedient, and he defied authority, and so he lost his position. And
he did.
As I look at it this way, as he traveled through the earth on the way to the lake of fire, he caused us humans to defy God's authority as well. So, but in terms of, and I'm sitting here trying to remember that scripture in the Bible where they asked the guy who was born blind, and they were asking Jesus,
yeah,
who sinned?
Yeah.
Who sinned? And Jesus made it clear that neither born of the, he didn't sin, his parents didn't sin, but it was so God could get the glory. And he healed the blind guy. And
yes,
then, you know, it's amazing whenever you get into the Word and you allow the Word to get into you.
Yes.
Those type of things will come to you when you're in situation or circumstances,
yes,
or you face with a situation circumstance, just like you were saying that God did it for you earlier. At other times, he'll do it for you again. And the other thing that I learned, you know, I used to hear, oh, this was written just for me. I'm sitting there, written just for you. It was, and when I come into understanding that this was written 5,000 years ago to those people back then, that those situations, circumstances were similar to what I'm dealing with now. Therefore, that same word, it's just powerful and it has the same authority it now as it did then. And that's when it really, really had leaps of faith. And, you know, this, the whole thing about the news is once you watch it, and if you sit there a long period of time, you're going to start doing the will of the enemy because you will be fearful. What's going to come out of your mouth is going to be negative. And if you look, and especially if you use the five senses, what you see, hear, taste, smell, feel, all of that. If you look beyond that, just look beyond that, and you see the will of God, and you see how God is working in those situations. And I look at my life. I see how God was working in my life. Otherwise, I really would have been all messed up. Now, I'm going to open the mics. I see we do have a couple people. And tonight, what we're talking about, I want everybody to stay on point. What we're talking about is the news and its impact on us, how we should respond to what we see, and how, so whenever we meet people who are believers, we're the ones that the people who are non-believers or people who are not in the building or in the church or in the body of Christ, then they're looking to us to give them some guidance.
Yes.
Question, comment. I know somebody's been here the whole time almost.
I'm here. This is Lee. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I had a comment, I guess I would say. First and foremost, just realizing that every one of us are under God's grace and mercy. I mean, anything could happen. Accidents and sickness or, you know, unexpected events. So when I watch the news, and to be honest, I don't really watch it. I mean, I just actually come across it, you know, because it's on social media. You might be watching one thing and you know, something comes up. But I just don't sit around watching the news. But I do try to keep myself informed as to what's going on. And what I find that happens, you know, for myself, I find that when I watch the news and all these different kind of terrible events happen, you know, the first word that comes out of my mouth is, you know, my Lord, you know, like I just go into prayer and stay in prayer. So I feel like the most important thing is to, you know, have a relationship with God so you don't have to walk in fear. Because I really, you know, personally, I don't become afraid for myself because I know, you know, how I trust in the Lord to keep those things from me. And it could be, you know, selfish to only want it for yourself, you know, protection. When I watch the news, I find myself, you know, I'm praying for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm praying for my family. I'm praying, you know, that he'll just, you know, keep these things from me. Or, you know, when even in politics, when things are done wrong, you know, I'm praying, you know, like, Lord, just let it, if it has to be, just let it be done right, you know, however it has to happen. But I would just say for myself, and I have been through a number of situations that, you know, has built my strength in the Lord and, you know, that I trust him. And like you were saying, when these different, you know, pandemics or different things, you know, come about and people stop, you know, going places, let alone, you know, not going to church. I mean, they're not even visiting family members or anything. They're staying locked away. And, you know, it's like, I mean, they're having food delivered just any way that they can to avoid. And for myself, I just feel like the stronger your faith is and the more you realize, you know, there's nothing too hard for God to keep you from or to correct or to, the more, you know, you won't be afraid. If I'm making any sense, I'm just
you
talking
are.
Off the top of my head and speaking from my heart. But for instance, like I have family members, my mother is 85 years old and she becomes paralyzed and she is a CNN watcher and news. And, you know, when things happen to her and she always tells me that I encourage her, you know, because of the faith I have, because I always tell her, you know, Ma, you can't, you know, God is in control. God is in control, you know. I tell her, you know, she's worried about when I have to go out, you know, grocery shopping or whatever, still to this day. And I tell her, I say, Ma, I'm walking through Walmart praying, praying and, you know, just trusting that God, you know, it has to be done. You know, I have to get food. I'm not the type to, you know, have food delivered or anything, but I say all this to say the main thing to me is the faith you have, the dependence you have. When you put all your dependence in God, then you'll know that you come out on top. It's almost like if you look at it like a sport, if you're on the winning team, then, you know, no matter what happens, you win. So...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it makes any sense. That's what it does for me. I don't sit and dwell on the news, but when I do watch it, or if it comes across, you know, my computer, or it's almost like you want to know what's going on, to know what to pray, you know, for people and for the world and my own family and my own family members that are not, you know, they're nice people. Of course, I love my family, but they don't prioritize, you know, God in their life. So, you know, I'm just endlessly praying for all things, It's not just a one-day prayer. This is my life. It's my life. Mm-hmm. It's just my relationship with God is my life. It's not just, oh, something happened. I'm praying. Every time I have an idle moment, I'm praying and talking to the Lord. So the key thing to me is to just have, you know, to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God and knowing what it can do. And, mm-hmm. of course, the things that people are afraid of, guns and violence and, you know, pandemics. Another main thing is if you happen to check out of here, just check out right. Just check out right. If for whatever happens and you leave this earth, you know, you're going to get up as you, you know, laid down. So, I mean, that's another thing,
right,
too.
Yeah. But the thing is, our time is up anyway. But Apostle McIntyre, you want to respond?
Oh, no. I just thank God. I agree. You know, in it, like she said, it is a great opportunity to pray and to turn things around and everything. And so, you know, however God leads you, God leads us all differently. But just put God's word above man's word, and he'll direct our path.
All righty. Well, I trust and pray that somebody who listens, that they receive something that brings comfort and peace to them, because there's lots of people out there who are really afraid now, and they are sitting out there waiting and talking about, be glad when it get back to where it was. And the reality is, it's not going to get back to where it was. We're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. And if we do that, then we are able to walk in the peace that passes all understanding. So I want to thank everybody who's listening via your computer, and those who download this program later, want to thank you for doing that. And I trust that for those who called in, that they got to express themselves and they find that where they are is what we call a applied word. If you cannot apply the word to your situation and circumstances, then you need to reexamine what you believe, because God's word has not failed and will not fail, and God's word will strengthen you. God's word will lift you out of situations and circumstances. And then all that to say, we'll be back next week at same time, and maybe at that time it might be the three of us. It might be Apostle McIntyre, Apostle Miller, and myself. So,
man.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah.